Well, I suppose, Greg, the first thing to say was that it was a very robust meeting. But what we did get was we got a firm commitment from Minister for Adgar and from the Sealta Group to strengthen symptomatic breast cancer services in Letterkenny in a manner that will be sustainable into the future. It was also agreed that the Sealta Group would continue with their internal dialogues to advance the support to Letterkenny General Hospital services and the integration within the dedicated cancer unit.
Were there any time frame given as to when this could be achieved?
Well, absolutely. Insofar as that, it was acknowledged that progress has been made since the February meeting, and whilst at the same time it was recognised that there was still much work to do. Greg, all attending the meeting recognised that Letterkenny Breast Cancer Services require additional support, and there was an agreement round the table regarding the quality of services that are currently being provided by the breast team within Letterkenny Hospital, and a further meeting is envisaged before the end of the year because we want to continue to build on and work upon what we were doing today.
How important are those follow-up meetings to gauge process progress and to keep pressure on?
The follow-up meetings are extremely important, so they are, Greg. Round the table, as we unravelled the problems and then brought them together again, you could see that progress was being made, and you could see that everybody round the table is absolutely supportive that Letterkenny's breast cancer services will be developed into the future and that they will be nothing short of a world-class service. Sealta and the Department of Health and the National Cancer Control Programme all were supporting Letterkenny General Hospital. And there is a realism, and a very practical realism there, that as the Sealta Group hospitals are being developed, that there's much, much more work to be done. And there will be internal dialogues within Sealta with regards to developing and ironing out all of those hiccups that need to be ironed out. So I think both Donegal Action for Cancer Care and Cooperating for Cancer Care North West left the meeting feeling assured that there was an energy there that is going to progress cancer services, and in particular breast cancer services, in Letterkenny General Hospital.